We are learning Maseches Beis, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom of Daled Amud Beis. We had already two machlekesim with Rav, one Rav Rav Yechon, one Rav Rav Asi. The first one was a Shabbos and Yontif one after another. If a Beis should hold Bezeh, Mutter Bezeh, there was machlekes, Rav holds its Osir, and Rav Yechon held its Mutter. The reason why Rav held this is because Achana de Rabba. Then we had another machlekes, 2 days of Yomtiv v'chutz la'aretz. Let's say 2 days of Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, example, 2 days of Shavuos. There's machlekes. Rav holds that if no de bezeh, mutter bezeh. The egg is laid on the first day of Yomtiv, it's mut on the second day. Why? Because two kedushos. The halacha was that they made the din of 2 days of Yomtiv, the din sveika de yom, it was a suffix. It wasn't one long day. The other man, the Amar of Asi, was Masupik, maybe Kedusha Achas, therefore he held it was Aser. Now we're going to come to a third case, and that's the case of Rosh Hashanah. Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Veshmuel Damer Tavayu. No de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Pashto was talking about Chutz La'aretz. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Chutz La'aretz, or far away from Yerushalayim. So there, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that he kept them, Masupik. So Rav Veshmuel both say, that no de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. That if an egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day, because Ksira Kedusha Achas, the Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Bereshoina Hoyu Mekabim Eidus HaChodesh Kol HaYoyim. The first day they were Mekabim Eidus HaChodesh, by beginning, they used to Mekabim Eidus HaChodesh the whole day. That means that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. So the only time it could be Rosh Hashanah is once you Mekabim Eidus. So it used to be, they used to Mekabim Eidus the entire day. Even if the Eidim came late in the day, they Mekabim Eidus made that day Rosh Hashanah. Now, they were always, the first day, basically the 31st day of El, they always kept as the 30th day of El, they always kept like as Rosh Hashanah, because they didn't know if Eidim were going to come. That means after 29 days of El, that night, they already stopped doing Malacha, because it's very possible Eidim will come tomorrow morning, anytime that day. So they kept Issa Malacha always on the first day in Yerushalayim, everywhere they were. And Eidim could come the whole entire day. And if Eidim came any time that day before Shkia, that day was Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was Chol. So B'Rishonim Mekam Eidim Echeresh Kol HaYom. Pamachas, Neshtau Eidim Lovay. One time, Eidim did not come that day till very late. V'Neskalkulu HaLaviyim B'Shir. And they already brought the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, and they said the Shir Shachol, because Eidim weren't here yet. That means the Talmud Shel Shachar, Rashi explains, they always brought with the Shir Shachol. The Shir, the song, the capital Tehillim of the Chol. Why? Because usually Roi Pa'amim, the Eidim didn't come until after the Talmud Shel Shachar. But usually by the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, they said, if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, they said the Shir Rosh Hashanah. One year, the Eidim came so late, they already brought Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, and they already sang the wrong Shir.
What about the
Musafim? Oh, so Tosfos asks the Kasha, why not worry about Musafim? So Tosfos, we'll speak about Tosfos and Taurus soon, but Tosfos asks the Kasha. Akaponim, Neskalko Aviyim Bashir, Heskinu Shlo Yu Mekabim Es Eidim Ela Adam Mincha. They're Mesakin, you only Mekabim Eidis, only Tom Mincha. Vimbo Eidim and Mincha Velamayla, if Eidim come on that first day of Rosh Hashanah from Mincha Velamayla, Neugim Oysa Yom Kodesh, Ulamacha Kodesh. What they did was, that day, even though now they're not going to Mekabel Eidus anymore that day, the Mekabel Eidus is tomorrow, but and all dinim of Yom Kippurim and Sukkot tomorrow will be the first day of Tishrei, but they still kept this day, the rest of the day, Kodesh. And the reason was because if they don't, so then people are going to be mazalzel. Next year, you're going to say, by the way, you have to stop keeping Issa Malacha after 29 El. They say, no, what are you talking about? Last year, we you know, it was a joke. At the end of the day, it landed being for nothing. Therefore, if Eidim came from after Mincha, what they did was, they said, today is Kodesh, but it's not really Kodesh. It's just Medinder Abanan is Kodesh. And tomorrow is first day Rosh Hashanah. That's what they did. And Bo Eidim and Mincha Lamaila, no, you're going to say, yeah, I'm Kodesh Malacha Kodesh. So therefore, it came out that even in Yerushalayim a lot of times, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah were not Medin Safik, because we know the first day is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, the next day is Rosh Hashanah. The Eidim came after Mincha, was saying, we're accepting it tomorrow, and still they made the first day Kodesh. So it turns out that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah were not Mesafik, it was a din Kedusha, 2 days, it was Kedusha Achas. So therefore, the people who were far away, they didn't know what was going on, they also kept at that time, both days Rosh Hashanah, Medin Vaday. Because it's possible in Yerushalayim, there's a Din Vaday of 2 days. A Din Vaday, which means it's a Din Darabana of 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, they kept it that way.
It wasn't always 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
It wasn't only there, but they always had the Masafik keep it as a Kedusha Achas Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Zok Rav Shmuel, the Noel de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Why? Because the din of 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. Now, we see why they make this takana and have to accept Eidim from Mincha V'Lamayla, because the Shir Shal Yoyim, they say on the Talmud Shavar Abayim. Frank Taisviz will have a much bigger problem. They didn't bring Musafim of Rosh Hashanah that day. They only brought like a weekday day. And you're now bring a Musaf after Talmud Shavar Abayim. Zok Taisviz, that even in such a case, you'll be Doicha the Isser to bring Musafim after Talmud Shavar Abayim, and you'll bring Musafim. That's one of Taisviz's truths. He says, the Osi Asay the Rabbim, Dochi Asay the Hashlama. There's Asay in the Torah that the Talmud Shavar Abayim has to be the last. But the Asay the Rabbim, which is to bring Musafim, will be Doicha that Asay the Hashlama. And that's one of Taisviz's truths that you will be able to bring it. And there are other terutzim also, like a case where it's e-efsher, there's another halacha that the whole iser of Ashlam is only if it's not e-efsher, but it's e-efsher, you're allowed to bring the musafim afterwards. If it wasn't a problem, that's musafim. So akapanim, that's where it comes from, that's kedusha achas, from this halacha that was in the time of when they were kabbal edis, that they didn't kabbal edis mincha l'mayla. Omer Rabba, metakonas v'yechem v'zakeh v'elech beitzim v'teres. After Be'echem V'zakeh is Takana, which was after the second Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis becomes Mutter. The Tanan went to the Mishnah. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after Beis HaMikdash was Charev, and they were still being Mekadesh the Chodesh Aideria with Edim, Hiskir Be'echem V'zakeh is Shiv Mekavim Edis HaChodesh Kol HaYoyim. Here's Mesakin that they couldn't Mekavim Edis a whole day. Why? Because no more Kabbanas. There's no more Kabbanas, they're not worried about any Kilkul Nashir. Therefore, they said, any time on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you Mekavim Edis, it works. So they never had this idea of having 2 days Yom Tov Vavadai. It turned into a regular suffix. If the Eidim came on the first day was Yom Tov. If the Eidim came on the second day was Yom Tov. In the Chutz Laaretz, they had to keep 2 days. You're not sure which day was Rosh Hashanah, but it was all Medin suffix. So therefore, the halach is the Abaya that's nailed with one of them is Mutter the other one, because it's not worse than any other 2 day Yom Tov that we say, like Rav, that it's Mutter. Omle Abaya, Freik Demar, Rav Shmuel Darmer Tevayo, Beitz Asurim. I said, Rav Shmuel, who lived after the second base of Mikdash, they said Beitza Asura. They said, not like you, not like Rabba. Rabba is saying after Be'echem V'zakeh was Masaki, let him Kabbal Edis the whole day, it was only Masafik, so what's about Rabba Shmuel? Amalei. So Rabba says back, Amina Allaha Anara Be'echem V'zakeh. I'm telling you a Mishnah, Be'echem V'zakeh says you let him Kabbal Edis the whole day. That Amas is Rabba Shmuel, you're telling me something about Rabba Shmuel? What does Rabba Shmuel Maisa do? Rabba Shmuel Kasha Masa, he says, the Mishnah, Be'echem V'zakeh, what does he do? Like Kasha Halon Vahalahu. It's not shver. Once for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and once for the Bnei Chutz Laaretz. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they make 1 day Yom Tov. So by them, it's taka mutter, which would mean that even though they're a little bit, let's say Edim did not come on the 30th day, and they came on the next day, the 31st day, so there's no takana that we go to the Rechem Zakai, there's no takana that day is us anymore. And in Echanami, every time the Edom did not come, they had to keep the first day Issa Malacha because they weren't sure if Edom would come. But let's say it reaches a certain time, you see Edom are not coming. Then it'll be Mutta Malacha Taka. So that's what it means, that after Be'echem V'zakeh changes Takana, and it said it's only Medin Safik. There's only there's Din Safik, there's no Din Memincha L'mayah, the whole Din. But for us, in Chutz Laaretz, since the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the 2 day Yontif was a Din Vada, it was a Kedusha Achas Tika Din. That was never nifsak. That never changed. The meaning of our 2 day yontiv is still from the Beis Mikdash's days. Even though after Beis Mikdash things changed, but our minig is still from that minig, and therefore it didn't change. Like Rashi explains, the kivloy pasko iska tachanam etzleinu shana achas lasis yom echad. We never had a time we made 1 day yontiv. So a dayin bisereinu harishin amar lias kiyam aruch. We're still with that halacha. We have at the kolam from the times of Beis Mikdash we keep 2 days yontiv. That 2 day yontiv that time was a vaday because just in case edim come and minchal amayel we don't accept them. And there it's Din Vada today, so that's our minig. Our minig didn't change. That's why it's usher. What?
Even though now it's best one's
favorite. Right, it's not right. You know it's fake, but we still have our minig is from that halacha. So that's so halom valu means if Meir Tzisrael in place there Tzisrael, let's say that they would keep 2 days yontiv. Let's say they're far away from knowing what's real. They'll take keep mesveka diyama. But the Chutz Laaretz, which changed, which we never changed, still has the yana halacha by us. It's going to be Medim Vada. Zogt Gemara Vayta. There's a machlokes about this. Rav Yosef argues a Rava. Rav Yosef Eimer, Ach mit tekonos v'yechem et zaka ve'elech beitza asura. Even if you hold, even after Kosh Be'erek and Vezakai, the Beit says also, my timer, have a Dovash of a minion. This man, the Amar Rav Yosef, holds that the Ebeo is also, I know that was also there, was Dovash of a minion, was the Kona of Rechon and Zakai, but called Dovash of a minion, Tzoruch minion Achel Atiroi. And it's not the Kona of Rechon and Zakai, it was the Kona even before that. It was the Kona of Bezdin in the time when they made this Takona, that you're not going to accept Edim and Minchav Lamaila. So since at that time there was a takana, we're not going to accept Edis, and if there's a case that the Edim came from Minchav Lamaila, that day will be Aser Medin Derabanan, and tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Beyo will be Aser for 2 days. So since the Beyo is also with a Dovah Shemini, which means a Bezdin that sat down and made a Psak, anytime you have a Takana as Bezdin, you need a Dovah Shemini to invatel it. Just to give you an example, that there's a halacha of the Chol of Akum. So it's brought down that the Chol of Akum, or Gvinis Akum, since it was also Dovah Shem Minyan, people afterwards can't say, oh, we don't see it as a problem anymore. You can't be Makel anymore. Because the Dovah Shem Minyan, once it's Takana, you can't just be Makel on a Dovah Shem Minyan, even though things change. So here also, even though things change, what?
What's the Dovah Shem
Minyan? Dovah Shem Minyan was the Takana of Bezdin. Bezdin sat down with the seven, with having how many people in the Bezdin, they made a Takana. Nimnu Vagomru, they passed like this. So to change it, you can't just change it. And therefore, the Bey will be Asa. And the Gemara is being a riot from a bunch of places to this. There's a little bit of aura here, that they never really were masakin on a Bey or Shinoda. They were masakin on the din of accepting Edim. And that was changed. So the Gemara will talk about that. But just the words are right now is that this Takana was a Dovah Shaminyan, and Dovah Shaminyan you can't change. So it says, you need a new yeshiva's bezdin to be matered. And you never had that. I never had a yeshiva's bezdin said that Bey is muta. Rav Yosef, no, I'm law. How do I know this halacha? The Dovah Shaminyan needs a special hatter. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, this Gemara, next Gemara, we're not going to explain, because the Gemara on the Beis will explain. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Leich emar lehem shvu lechem l'alechem. That Hashem tells Moshe, tell Klai Yisrael, go back to your tents, your muta to your wives now. Another pasuk says, that after the shofar blows, you'll be able to go back onto the mountain. And we'll see what has to do with Dovah Shem Minyan soon on the Gemara on Beis. And there's another halacha, v'tnan, and there's a mishnah that says like this. We know that Kerem Revai, that's something you have to bring up to Eretz Yisrael on the fourth year. Just like Maaseh Sheni has to bring up to Eretz Yisrael, Kerem Revai was also, which means the fourth year of Arla, you have to bring up those peiros that eat in Yerushalayim. So Kerem Revai, Oilol Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echel Lechol Tzad. Now usually, you can be paid to something. You have things that can be brought up to Yerushalayim. The halacha is, you can be paid it, and you can bring up the money to Yerushalayim. But they were misaking that any city that was 1 mil, which is 2,000 amos, away from, was 1 mil away from Yerushalayim, there was not 1 mil, 1 day's walk, which is more than 1 mil. Malach Yom Echad, which is 10 parshas, 1 day's walk around Yerushalayim, that anyone who lived around there should not be poida the Paris. They should bring the Paris up in order to beautify the mountains of Yerushalayim, everyone coming up with Paris. So Kerem Revai, Oil Yerushalayim, Malach Yom Echad, Tzad, Vezui Tchuma. These are the cities that are within Malach Yom Echad. Eilas Minat Safon, from the north is the city of Eilas, Vakravas Minat Adarim, and Akravas is from the south, Lud Minat Meir, from the west, we know that's the Mediterranean Sea, is Lud, the Yarden and the Jordan Minat Mizrach. So these places, if you came from these places, you had to bring the payers, you cannot be paided. Va'om Ulo V'teva Rabba Rachanam V'yechran, Matam, what's the reason we said you can't be paided, you have to actually bring the payers? K'dela Ater, Shukei, Yerushalayim, and payers. In order to beautify the streets of Yerushalayim and Paris. You want people to walk up, it looks very nice. People are walking up to Yerushalayim with the Paris. They're coming up with money, it doesn't look so nice. V'tanya is a braisa, with a maisa. It says, Kerem Revai, Hoylel Revliyaza, Mizrach. Revliyaza had Kerem Revai, Mizrach Lod, to the east of Lod. Now remember, Lod is the border to the west. Anything from there to Yerushalayim has to be brought up. So anything east of Lod has to be brought up Yerushalayim to Paris itself. But Mizrach Lod, Tzad Kfar Tabi, that's where he lived. Ubikesh lafkiro laniyim, and he wanted to mafkir taniyim and let them bring up the Yerushalayim because he didn't have the time or the kayak to bring up the Yerushalayim. Amloi Tamida, Rebbe, Kvar Nimnu Alecha Chaverecha. Already they had a Shiva's Bezdin. Ve'atiru, and they were matir. And they were matir ready that you don't have to do it anymore. Because this was after the Churban Abayis. And since after the Churban Abayis, there's no Indian to beautify the streets of Yerushalayim. And Rashi speaks out, but they hold Kedusha L'Shaita, Kedusha L'Asalavi. That's still a Kedusha. So you have to bring it up. But there's no Indian of beautifying the streets. So therefore, the Hashiva is Bezin and they were matir. Man Chavarecha V'yechem V'zakai. So what do you see from here? Taima the Nimnu, Haloi Nimnu, Loi. You see, Dafka, because they had a Shiva's Bezin and matir. If not. It couldn't just say myself, what do you mean? It's not Negei anymore. It's no Hat Yerushalayim line. What if they need a Bezin? No. Even if the reason it does not apply anymore, you need a Yeshiva's Bezin. That's what you see from this Maisa of Kerem Revai. And that's why, by Abaya, Zok Rav Yosef, I hold also, since it was also already Vidavash of Minyan, you can't just be matir it because there's no din of Edis, Menamincha Velamayla.